One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the Sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
You asked me a couple of questions, and what were those questions?
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No... Do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago. I answered your question. You asked the question properly, I'll answer it.
How many
yes,
times?
I've made mistakes. All I can do now is apologize and move on. I don't know what I'll... Oh, guys, whoa, okay, can I just...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, please.
All I can say is I've made mistakes. That's, and you guys kept referring to alcohol. There was a couple isolated incidents. There's been times when I've been in a drunken stupor. That's why I want to see the tape. I want everyone in the city to see this tape. I'd like to see this tape. I don't even recall there being a tape or a video, and I know that, so I want to see the state that I was in.
Is there anything else that Canada is talking about right now? Yes, the whole country is literally cracking up over the Rob Ford story. But don't bet on resigning just yet. Just like a roaring lion, he keeps coming back for more. Speaking of roaring lions, that is the name of this track from our good buddies Fine Times that's on the background right now. They're playing this weekend. We'll get to that show. We're going to get to lots of exciting things happening this week on Discord Radio, including Five Alarm Funk's Tom Towers joining us and the brand new November issue being released. Fine Times, kick it off on Discord Radio with Lions. Discord Radio, CITR 1019, Lions from Fine Times. And our good buddies in Fine Times, Matt and Jeff, will be playing this Thursday night at the Biltmore as part of this Steam Whistle indie series. Yeah, they'll be playing along with, it's called the Steam Whistle Unsigned Indie Music Series. They're playing along with Van Damsel and special guest DJ Johnny, who is it? Johnny?
Grayston.
Johnny Grayston. Thank you very much. Sorry, Johnny. We're gonna check it on Thursday, Johnny, so this way I won't get your name wrong next
and
time.
And Johnny's from the East Van Soul Club, which is really good.
Nice. So that's all happening this Thursday at the Biltmore Cabaret, Fine Times back in Van City. And we are going to have some fine times ahead on this show. So first off, we'd like to welcome live to Discord Radio, the conga player for Five Alarm Funk, Mr. Thomas Towers, ladies and gentlemen. Nice.
Most of that was me, but yeah. Nice to be here.
Now, is it Thomas? Tommy?
Tom. Whatever you want.
Okay.
You know.
Tom Towers.
There's been a lot of aliases over the years, so.
Yeah? Which is your favorite alias?
There's Terry Muscles, Frank Justice, The Crimson Streak was a superhero last year. So, and you know.
Was the streak in relation to some extracurricular activities that were performed?
No, it was more like it had to do with the costume and the underpants that over top of things. It was, you know what? You can call me Thomas.
Did that happen in one of your drunken stupors by chance?
No, I was remarkably sober, actually. Yeah, maybe too sober.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to keep it nice and sober and refrain from the many Ford references which have been taking over the news and social media feeds today, left, right, and center. It seems you can't go 5 seconds without hearing some kind of Ford reference. But all right, we're cutting it off now.
You want to smoke some crack?
In celebration.
No. Okay,
so Five Alarm Funk. You guys have been around for a decade now. In fact, one of the reasons we want to have you on the show today, not only because I had a great chance to work with your bass player, Damian Walsh, but because you guys have a 10-year anniversary, I guess not even a one-night show, but it's like a weekend stint that's coming up.
Doubleheader. I just have to clarify one thing, because both if my brother and Damian are listening, my brother Neil rocks the bass. Damian rocks the baritone sax.
Oh,
or the tenor sax.
Oh my God, that's my bad.
I'd only make a point because Damian has a hard enough time with his name as it is with people getting that right. So instrument.
Damian, if you're listening, I do apologize. In fact, we even joked about his macho 80s instrument, the saxophone, in the past.
That guy encompasses macho 80s pretty well.
Especially with his new haircut. Have you seen
him? Oh, man.
He's rocking a crazy kind of mullet.
Always. He can do many things with his facial and scalpel hair.
Yeah. He's also a great frou-frouer as well.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds right. It sounds right. It fits.
It's from one of the gigs I met him on, doing some setup of some interesting things here and there. Yes. Damien, if you're cursing our name right now because making fun of you, you should have come in. You had the opportunity to come in live.
He's actually recording right now for our fifth studio album. So he's in another booth, but with his macho 80s instruments. So hopefully he's not listening to
us. What a workhorse. All right. Nice.
Jeez.
Cool. Well,
sorry, we were in the middle of 10 years.
Yes.
A decade.
Well, actually, aren't we at the end of the 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years
later.
Well,
not necessarily the end of the 10 years, but 10 years after it all began.
Yeah.
And how did it all begin?
Drunken stupor.
should we just maybe make a little tally here of the crack jokes? That's still line number three.
A little dinger something. But my brother, bass player, and Teo, the drummer, have been working together for maybe like 12 years now, and then Gabe, guitar player, came in. All the other guitar players went to the same high school, so there's that sort of.
And what high school is that?
Dynamic. Lord Bing.
Lord Bing.
Yeah.
Bing.
Right,
that should be our crack joke sound effect. Bing. You know, from Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, Ned Ryerson.
Classic. Yeah.
But Lord Bing, just down the street here, over at 16th and Tolney-ish.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Nice.
But so that was sort of one side of things, but it really didn't become a band until we met Gabe and Carl from the East Side. That's how we knew them. Gabe from the East Side and Carl from the East Side.
They brought a bit of East Van credibility to
exactly
you Kitsilano Point Grey types.
Know? That's where the tight pants came from. You know, we're all wearing baggy clothes and
nice,
comfortable things.
They were ahead of the time on their style. You guys were still lagging from the late 90s.
Oh, I'm still not there, man. I'm still lagging.
It's all good, man. Yeah. You look great. Get a nice olive colored shirt.
I'm radio friendly.
You're very radio friendly
for my
yeah.
looks.
Yeah. Also, we should mention that CJ. Thank you, by the way, CJ. You've been quite quiet up to this point. Of course, as always, DJ CJ is here.
I'm running the gear behind the works here.
Yeah.
No, I would love to chat with him about what Steve from Deep Seated said. He actually mentioned. You and your cape and your conga in an interview I did with him, and I have it right here. Do you wanna give it a little listen?
Oh jeez, okay, all right. Hopefully it's not too bad. Oh.
And Five Alarm Funk, although I don't know those guys personally. But you know, they're quite an institution here, and I don't know how to term their, you know, put the funk label on them, you know, add another adjective to it, but I saw them at the Rickshaw with their latest album, and it was fantastic. Love the guy in the cape on the congas.
And so that was Steve William from Deep Seated chatting to me about how he saw you at the Rickshaw and how he loves the local Vancouver scene, and I saw him at Make Music Vancouver.
Right.
Did you check that out?
No, I bit of a homebody, honestly, to tell you the truth, but there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Well, glad we got you out of your home today. CJ, that was a really quick get, by the way. Nice one on the
I do my thing.
Steve Williams reference there. CJ, you did mention about the local Vancouver music scene. Now that it's been 10 years, you guys have traveled. I've read that you guys have performed over 500 shows all across the country. 500 shows, 10 years. Can you encapsulate what it's been like over the last 10 years to be part of Five Alarm Funk?
You know, if I could try to sum it up, it would probably be that this country is absolutely stunning. I've been very fortunate to witness it from a moving van driving across this country back and forth.
And it's always been a moving van. It's never been a Rockstar bus, correct?
Oh, geez, I wish.
Guys keep it real, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no, about the sweetest amenity we have is the tour chef, which is Carl, and a cooler and a cutting board making sandwiches in the front. That's it. But AC? No. Working doors? Come on. Seatbelts? What is this? Yeah, no, so... It's the van. The van's like, I don't know, like the 11th.
Does the van have a name?
It should.
Like Old Bessie or something
along
those lines?
It's like the 11th member of the band.
Has it been the same van since day one?
No. We used to have rentals, and then we had this 15-seater monstrosity that we had to put to pasture. And I think we might be getting to that point with this guy. And it's kind of scary because it really is crucial for us to be getting around in this thing. But, 10 years has been crazy. There's just wicked people all over the place. It's something else that there's all these places and you'll meet people like, oh, I hate my town or I hate the city. And like, you know, I have a limited perspective in that I've only been here for like 16 hours and 8 of those have been party freaking-tastic. But it seems like there's some pretty cool people all over the place. You just got to know where to find them.
Nice. Do you have a personal favorite? I mean, again, we've got a lot of shows to choose from, but I mean, is there maybe a memory or an anecdote that sticks out about a favorite show you played in a more obscure location?
Well, you know, there's been obscure festivals, there's been obscure bars, there's been surprise sleeper hits in the middle of nowhere, but to pull one of them out, I mean, like we started our first show we ever did out of town was at the Artswells Festival. 9 years ago, and that was their inaugural year, and we like slept in a parking lot kind of thing on gravel, and we went on at like 2 in the morning because there was this incident with someone having like a seizure on the dance floor beforehand. So we had the paramedics were clearing him out, and it's like, it's in the mountains, we're cold. I'm sort of like just waiting to go on stage, and it's Tao's birthday, and I was like, yeah, it was freaking awesome. You know, we rocked out, got the circulation going, everyone there was just ready to go. And then this summer we were there 10 years later, or I guess 9 years if you want to do the crazy
and
math.
I guess this year was their 10th anniversary as well, so that's great. August, was it 2nd to the 5th?
Yeah. 2nd to the 5th, was that it?
Yeah, the 10th
yes,
anniversary.
That's right, yeah. Because that's where we ended our 6-week tour in. Mm-hmm. And, oh man, to come back to that and to see how far they've grown and how far we've come. And it's,
well, you guys were in a way pioneers. You helped launch that festival off the ground.
Oh, we can go that far. We had fun. I definitely remember having some fun around the campfire after that.
And for those not in the know, Wells is, it's way up north. It's like near Prince George.
It's
near Barkerville.
Yeah, exactly. Right in that old like pioneer town where it's like period costumes and everyone like is dressed up and they won't break character kind of thing. We got a little trip into town. That was fun. You know, they have camels up there, like mountain camels.
It is a bit deserty.
But no, there's this camel there. Like, what's this camel doing here?
Not many people know BC has a desert in the inland.
Well, I always think of sort of the Soyuz, the Penticton, kind of which is the extension of the Sonora Desert,
you know,
in the southern interior. But I would never have guessed. I've never been to Wells or Prince George, but there would be a desert up in that. Those
parts. It's not desert. It's just apparently they used them for labor. They're very industrious animals. Mm. And I would just like to clarify this because I learned it in the Natural Resource Conservation Program at UBC, that in the Soyuz and stuff, it's not technically considered a desert. Because there's just a little too much rain, a little too much life. So it's not the Sonora Desert. It's a popular misconception. But I just remember that. And I'm like, hey, I went to school here. I should pull out some
please,
of that knowledge.
Please clarify my ignorance about geography.
Oh, yeah, deserts. You know what? I'm sure that there's two people who care about what I just said, and I'm one of them.
Well, welcome to Discord Radio / Physical Geography 101.
And Hannah Epperson kindly taught us a few things as well when she was here. So.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. And also, that's a great segue. We should congratulate Hannah. She was sitting in your very chair about 3 weeks ago, and we just found out that Hannah Epperson, along with the bands Bestie and Rika, are the top three for the Peak Performance Project. They were just announced on the Peak about 45 minutes ago. They're all going to be into the Peak Showcase. So Hannah's going to have at least $50,000 to put toward her career, maybe up to $102,700. Congrats again to Hannah,
beauty,
to Rika, to Bestie. That's going to be a great night on November the 21st at the Commodore. CJ and I will be there. Another place we're going to be is this Friday. We're going to be at the Imperial.
Yeah.
A brand new venue. Well, not brand spanking new. It's been around for about 5 months. How do I know that? Because you guys played the inaugural opening weekend back, I guess that was late May, early June.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it up again. This is the 10-year anniversary is going to be a back-to-back night fiesta, fiasco.
Funkstravaganza.
I like it. Yeah. It's going to be fan-funkin-tastic. and you can actually win tickets to go to the show this Friday night. All you got to do is give us a call at CITR. We're going to take the third caller right now at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Third caller through right now will win two tickets to this Friday night show at the Imperial with 5 Alarm Funk. In the meantime, let's play a track from these guys right now. Dedicate it to you, Tom, who just rolled out of bed. It's called Wash Your Face. 5 Alarm Funk. Live in Discord and Radio. And if you want these tickets, again, give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. 5 Alarm Funk on Discord and Radio.
Yeah. buy, sell, and trade new and used vinyl records at the Main Street Record Fair. With thousands of vinyl records for sale, you can discover gems and stock up on cheap classics. Join us Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for vinyl spinning DJs, food truck goodness, prizes, discounts, and great deals on tons of vinyl records. For more information, visit vinylrecordfair.com. You're so baby. You're so
baby. Timber Concerts presents Teen Days with special guest camp counselors, Saturday, November 9th at the Electric Owl. Tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca or at Red Cat, Zulu, and Beat Street Records. For more info, visit asylumplanet.com and timberconcerts.com.
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 119, joined live in studio with Tommy Towers.
Hello.
AKA The Streaker from Five Alarm Funk. Thanks for joining us today. This is great.
Yeah, hey, my pleasure, man.
Yeah, I know you had a very busy schedule. You have a lot of important things you're doing today. You're telling us off air, so thanks for squeezing us
in. Yeah, you know, places to do, people to see. I think I got that backwards.
Something on those lines.
Yeah.
So, again, we know you had a lot of things on the go. So, I mean, some people may think that, you know, who've seen your shows, I mean, you guys, some have played upwards of, I mean, what's the biggest crowd you played for so far?
Oh, you know, it's in the, I'm not that great with numbers, but between like the London Sunfest closing that down for, I don't know, maybe, I don't want to just throw out numbers and sound like I'm just BSing, but it's like upwards of like 3,000 to 5,000 people, maybe. Some of the Olympic related shows that we did had crowds of, you know, just, and I, you know, I'm obviously struggling because I don't want to sound like I'm just throwing out big numbers, yeah. But there's been some big crowds.
It sounds like
some big crowds.
I mean, basically certified funk stars.
Yeah. But, you know, there's nothing like a really tightly packed, intense indoor show because you can never get as many people in there, but you get the sweat going. You know, as soon as you put a ceiling on that, you just start trapping all the human condensation.
Yeah.
That's where the funk starts to really take off.
Putting a ceiling and maybe a glass paned wall on that as well.
Yeah.
And of course I am talking about the Imperial.
Yeah. You know what? I'd never been to that. I mean, cause like you said, it just sort of opened up, but hadn't been there. And then we played it, you know, sort of as it's opening up. That's a pretty sweet place.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. As I said, unfortunately I only caught the last half of that show, but I was really impressed with how they have the glass wall there. So if you want to just kind of hang at the bar and mingle, you can do so and not have to worry about shouting in the guy who's 2 seconds away, right next to you's ear.
Yeah.
So you can actually watch the show and still have a conversation. But then once you open the door on the other side of the glass wall, you're immersed in this sweaty, intense, but exciting dance hall.
Yeah, yeah. And good sight lines. And like you said, you do have that option because you know, it's like everyone walks away from those shows and your voice is just thrashed because you've been trying to talk to the person next to you and tell them how much you like it. And like, it's ridiculous, yeah. You know? I mean,
so bottom line, just shut up and dance and enjoy yourselves.
That's what you're there for, right?
Yes. And in fact, speaking of which, we actually had two callers call in and we wanted the third caller. So guess what? There's still space for you to call right now, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and win the two tickets for Friday night show at the Imperial for Five Alarm Funk with a special guest, Kutapira.
Mm-hmm.
And then who is the band opening on Saturday night?
On Saturday, we got Miami Device.
Ah, love it. Those great band names like that.
Yeah, everyone will have sleeves rolled up. You got to believe that.
Nice. Rocking their aviators and best Don Johnson looks.
Yeah.
So going back to what we were saying before about the Vancouver music scene starting 10 years ago, how, in your opinion, has the Vancouver independent music scene changed from the time that you guys first got together way back a decade ago to nowadays?
Well, you know, we started playing with some local acts, you know, that got more popular over the years. And it's been really nice to see the amount of talent that's been coming out of Vancouver just take off, you know, and, you know, performing with like Hey Ocean and being acquaintances with certain bands, like Mother Mother's also. There's just like friends of friends, and it's just this really tightly knit community. And it's been pretty nice to see it grow. I mean, certain members of our band, like Teo, he's really just, he's everyone's buddy. And sort of watching this community through him almost in some ways is like, it's pretty awesome. And over the 10 years, I can't say I've seen like that much change, because I am a bit of a homebody. So I get out to shows that I know, and I do try to get out when I hear something that's new or up and coming. But I've just been blown away at how much amazing talent has come out of this place. And like you just said, like Hannah Percent for the Peak Performance Project. And I just, yeah, like I was saying, I remember hacky sacking around the clock tower with her just a couple years ago. And it's, and you know.
We're very proud here at Discord Radio, here at the sub at UBC, that we can, you know, we're associated with the playground, so to speak, of where these up-and-coming future superstars got to, you know, literally play back in the day, hacky sack, and are now playing shows for thousands of fans, or even getting nominated for a Juno. Congratulations, yeah, yeah. By the way, on that.
Hey, cheers, man. That was such an amazing experience, just being nominated and going and wearing a suit and walking down a carpet and having someone hand you a glass of champagne. You're like, okay, sure, why not? I wear a cape and a freaking clown wig, but whatever you say, you know.
Was there like some kind of shift that happened when that, I mean, because you've been doing your thing for about 10 years, and you've said you've driven on a band in a van all across the country, 500 shows, getting nominated for Juno. How has that, did it add some certain validation to the band? Did it help to, you know, inspire you guys to want to work that much harder? Did that make was there a fundamental shift in the band with that nomination?
You know, honestly, not really. I'd like to say that there was a bigger shift than there was. Maybe if we would have, you know, won, there might have been a bit more of like a yeah sort of thing. But, you know, I don't know if you watch like Academy Award shows or like the Oscars or the Emmys or anything like that. Because I honestly, I don't really watch them that much or at all. And,
well, I'm a Tony's fan myself.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there's a little class to those guys at least. But, so, you know, I mean, obviously it is very validating just to be nominated and be recognized by the Canadian music scene. But most of my musical experiences involved very personal, very intimate connections on a nightly basis. That sounds really bad. when you're making people...
you're practicing for your acceptance speech right there for the next Juno, it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, well, this next one that we're working on right now is... It's going to be amazing. I don't know what we'll be able to be nominated for, because it's not instrumental and it's not... It's like nothing else. I don't know. If you've heard our music, you know it's hard to categorize. And so every time there's a new album and you're trying to, you know, just start listing. We'll start with A and we'll go from there. And, you know, it's like it's all of these genres from song to song basis. So I don't know how much critical success or critical acclaim there will be, but it's going to be epic concept album. And last winter, Teo and Gabe really spent a lot of time flushing it out into a musical and mental just masterpiece.
Awesome. Well, you heard it here first. Thomas Towers, conga player from Five Alarm Funk, said it's going to be epic. And can we expect to hear some of these epic tracks this Friday and Saturday night at the Imperial?
Oh, buddy. We're doing two sets both nights.
Beauty. So what time do you guys go on stage?
Well, you know, I want to get people to get there, but I'd say with the opening act, we'd probably go on maybe around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
But
Two sets. So this is basically an evening with Five Alarm Funk, a weekend with Five Alarm Funk at the Imperial this weekend. Thanks so much for coming in today. It was great to have you here, Thomas.
Hey, thanks Appreciate for having it. Me, man.
Yeah. And any final thoughts of what you guys, we can expect from you on Saturday night, Friday night, the weekend?
You can expect lovers and fighters, whatever that means. I'm going to ellipsis that and then just fade out.
All right. Very poetic. And as he fades out from that, we're going to bring in the pyramid rising from the ether, from the crowd, from the Discord Radio backfiles, and the brand new album, Five Alarm Funk. Check them this weekend. Thanks again, Thomas, for coming in. You're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
Hi, I'm Steve Williams from Deep Seated, and you're listening to Discorda Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Discorda Radio, CITR 101.9. Thanks again to Tom Towers, the conga player for Five Alarm Funk, who came and joined us, hyped up this big weekend's show at the Imperial, back-to-back nights. And myself and CJ will be there, and we still have a pair of tickets to give away for that show. Once again, 604-822-2487 is the number to call. 604-UBC-CITR if you want to go see Five Alarm Funk this Friday night, their 10-year anniversary show at the Imperial. Lots of great live music this weekend happening all over Vancouver, including these guys. This is Bear Mountain. They're playing along with the Bell Game at the Vogue Theater. This track's called Sing, and you're listening to Discorda Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. CITR 101.9. That was the sweet sounds of Bear Mountain with their track Sing. Dazzling our ears here in studio, like they dazzled our ears and our eyes at Rifflandia in Victoria last month. They're playing this Saturday night along with the Darcys, the Drums, and these guys, the Bell Game, at the Vogue Theater this Saturday. This is the Bell Game with the track Wait Up For You on Discorder Radio. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Great track there. Wait Up For You from The Bell Game, who CJ and I had the absolute pleasure of seeing play literally, what, like 10 feet in front of us back in April?
That's true. At Zulu Records.
Yes.
On Record Store Day. Lovely, lovely 420 Record Store Day.
April 20th, Record Store Day. International Record Store Day. They did a great performance. They played alongside Portage and Maine and the Shilohs. And they'll be playing on Saturday nights. yes. with the band who we heard prior to them, which
Bear
is
Mountain.
Bear Mountain, who CJ, I know you're a huge fan of.
Huge fan. I mean, their album is excellent. Every song is smooth and flows really well into each other, and you just it's like a musical journey. It's a dream pop journey.
It really is. We were sitting before the show started doing some show prep, and I was like, oh, this is a great song. I'm like, is this the same song that's still playing? Even though like, well, that's a long jam 10 minutes later, but no, it's just because they just seamlessly went into each other.
And so November 9th on Saturday at the Vogue Theater, doors at 8, great stuff.
Yeah, only $13 for tickets in advance, and it's an all-ages show. They're playing along with the Darcys, the Drums, and the band we just heard, The Bell Game. And another reason we wanted to play The Bell Game right then and there, in reference to the record store day of 6 months ago, is that happening this Saturday is something that's sort of similar to Record Store Day.
Pretty much. So we've got the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair on November 9th.
Said with tons of gusto there, CJ. I like that.
Main Street Vinyl Record Fair.
You just brought it right there. Because CJ, I felt that.
It was. I mean, it's genuinely a legit place to get some really good vinyl, listen to some really fantastic DJs play on their play vinyl on their turntables. And this is all organized by, partly by Robert Privet from Bad Bird Media, who is also a good friend of CITR and used to host a show here. And great stuff. You got food carts, tons of vendors, over 45 different vinyl dealers. And
we got some live music too, do we not?
Yes, we do. So we've got a special live performance by Johnny DeCourcy, who we've played several times here on Discorder Radio and love genuinely. You saw him at the Sunfest 2013.
I'd like to see, even though it was a great show, we had 30 different live acts. I think Johnny was probably the highlight of that day. Played the outdoor stage at the Polish Community Center there at King Ed and Main.
Yes.
And it was definitely the biggest crowd of the afternoon and put on a great show. Johnny DeCourcy.
Yes. So this vinyl Main Street Vinyl Record Fair is going to be on Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cambrian Hall, which is 215 East 17th Avenue. So do check it out. Tons of great stuff to check out and buy. This summer.
I think the last one was in May, I believe.
Yes, it was. And I bought...
So every 6 months.
I bought some excellent vinyl. I never bought vinyl before. Bought some fantastic sort of like hip-hop, trip-hop grooves. And it was amazing. Yep. I never heard that stuff before.
Are you going again this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Which day are you going?
Both days.
Oh, okay, so I guess...
Because I think CITR needs some volunteers, so I might help out.
Are you trying to give me a little wink, nudge, nudge there, CJ?
No, not at all. Either way, we've got Johnny DeCourcy closing the show at around 3 o'clock. So let's have a listen to him.
Yeah, why not come by and say hello to us and to Johnny DeCourcy? Well, as Johnny sings hello, goodbye to us right here on Discorder Radio. CITR 101.9.
I got Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties!
But seriously, it is Mounties.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We Hunt Buffalo there with Cobwebs, who recently released their 30P Blood from a Stone on October 22nd. They played the Media Club a couple weeks ago as well. It was October 26th. And prior to that, we heard Johnny DeCourcy, Hello Goodbye, who will be playing this Sunday at 3:30 as part of the Main Street Vinyl Fair, the biannual Main Street Vinyl Fair. Go check it out at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th Avenue, 17th and Main, both days from 11 to 4. That's this Saturday and Sunday. Just so much going on all over Vancouver. Lots of live music. Once again, we've got the Bell Game and Bear Mountain happening this Saturday night at the Vogue. And by the way, pick up your copy of the brand new November issue because Bear Mountain is featured in this edition. Great article starting on page 8.
And online at discorder.ca.
Yes. And who put that together, CJ?
Yours truly.
There you go. The multi-talented Chirag Mahajan, a.k.a. DJ CJ, ladies and gentlemen.
A.k.a. Siege Machine.
No, oh, that's a new one.
All right, so let's end this fantastic show and give it over to Andy Resto with The City.
Yes, we figured the best way to end the show and how we're going to end most of the shows for the rest of the month is with our Discorder sound-off. Again, available in the November issue. They've basically done a sound-off of a bunch of the different staff talking about their favorite... I guess their favorite sad album, basically talking about with November, it's kind of the resurgence of all this discussion of seasonal affective disorder, SAD, and the album that we've chosen to play from the files this week is the album Pinkerton from Weezer, which was selected by none other than our contributor, James Olson. So we're going to play this track from Weezer's cult-like following from their 1996 release, Pinkerton. The track is Tired of Sex. The band is Weezer. The station is CITR and the show is Discorder Radio. Talk to you next week. I'm tired. I'm tired of having sex. So tired. I'm spread.